It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Trekcast Away Missions. I am Dan Reyes from Post Falls. With me is Chad Waldo. And we've got a special guest, close buddy of mine, Angel, in Seattle.
That's right.
To the spot for everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hiding indoors.
Hiding indoors, yes. So we're doing this as premium content for our coffee account. And what we're doing is, since we're all indoors these days, I decided to review, and I tagged these guys into it, the Paddington Bear Show on CBS All Access.
That's factually correct, yeah.
Paddington, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
This is not a very new show. It's from 1997, which is great. And originally, though, the show aired in 1975, according to Wikipedia. It's that old. It just was re-released in 97, according to CBS, so.
I was going to say, I thought it was from the 70s, so.
Yeah. It's old. It's old. And it's originally a French show. So, it was dubbed into English. Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah. Right.
So, we watched one episode. Guys, we watched A Visit to the Hospital with Paddington Bear.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually three.
There's three mini stories.
The episodes aren't really like a full episode. They're little mini stories.
Yeah.
And Paddington's Reign of Terror. And it's kind of fun. So the first thing it starts out with is probably the craziest theme song you've ever heard.
That's factually correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's oddly specific and oddly.
That was my very first takeaway, dude, was super descriptive opening, like, Paddington's birthday was in 1971, which was a Tuesday, and a whole bunch of, how deep are you going to go on this damn bear? They went pretty deep. Excruciatingly so.
Yeah. It feels like whoever pitched it didn't give a shit, and it was just kind of strumming along and this will be good enough.
Right.
And then somebody went, yeah, let's do that. Let's make that the song.
Yeah.
Well, their reaction probably was, God, that was shit. How much did that cost it? $50? Yeah, do it. It's fine. I don't care.
Exactly.
My thoughts.
That's fine.
My thoughts are that they had like one guy that was trying to script all this out and then was also put in charge of doing the introduction as well. And so he's just like, oh, okay, whatever. And it just bled and bled and bled into like the longest run-on sentence. And so he's like, you know what? That's our show opening. Nailed it.
Yeah.
We got it.
Two for one.
Right.
So. That sounds about right. That sounds like about what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
comical.
So yeah. So if you're gonna be watching this with your kids, just watch out for that long open for no reason.
Yep.
So the first segment begins with Paddington is in the backyard helping Mr. Curry collect crab apples for his jelly.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about this to me is it doesn't set anything up. It just says that Mr. Curry has amazing jelly and needs crab apples for them. And in a series of weird events, Paddington ends up breaking Mr. Curry's legs. And they end up going to the hospital.
So if I'm going to be like really nitpicky here for a moment,
yeah.
Crab apples in England and France must be completely different than crab apples here. Because if you try to make a jelly out of crab apples here in the Midwest, where I'm at, you die. They're not, I mean, they're giant, lumpy, you know, they've got bumps all over them. You can't eat those things. They'd kill you.
Right.
So that was kind of an interesting, just, I guess that's my, what do you call
that? It had to be something else. Like,
And I am a resident of the state of Washington where we're kind of known for our apples. And I agree, Chad, 100%. Yeah. That's not what you use to make that dish at all.
No, not
at all.
It was almost as distasteful as seeing the amount of Vegemite that Tom Hanks put on his bread last week.
But oh my God, yeah.
I like you guys.
Because that was toast. I thought, oh, Crowley gives you the runs.
That's the darkest lump of marmalade I've ever seen.
Yeah, no kidding.
For those of you listening to this thinking, what in the hell are we talking about here? Longtime listeners of the show will know how much of a fan Daniel is of Paddington Bear, and he's been dreaming of this moment for about 2 years.
That's true.
Dreams come true.
Yeah, yes. Come true.
Now,
during Corona, dreams come true.
Danny, I've been friends with you for, what,
since three? I was like 13.
2 decades, maybe?
Yeah,
he's definitely got the Paddington reference on lock. In virtually every situation, there's a surprise Paddington reference, like, hand-delivered with ease. So, yeah, this is, I'm glad to be a part of this. Thank you guys for inviting me out. I think right away, though, in this first setup.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I'm going to go a little off script here. I think he's an extraterrestrial. I mean, I don't know what they're trying to teach these kids, but he's suddenly learning our species, our weaknesses, how we can break the neighbor's legs, report back, all under the guise, by the way, of someone who's just super curious and trying to do the right thing and always being polite. So I'm not quite sure what the message is there, but that was a very interesting, like, wow, they just don't make shows like this anymore. Truthfully, I thought it was very cute. And I think kids are going to love it, but I'm looking at this from every angle going, oh, wow. Like, you just don't see stuff like this anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so wholesome. It's, I don't know, right. Days.
It is. Yeah. It's almost hard to watch. It's so wholesome because it's like, it's only 13 or 23 minutes for 3 episodes, basically, but it's so long.
Yeah.
It's very sugary sweet.
It's hard to ingest like a crab apple.
Although my favorite part comes in the hospital when Paddington goes and somehow accidentally stumbles into a psychiatrist's office.
That's true.
And within 4 minutes, he breaks that man's mind.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the best. It's like he's a sort of like weird demon that just corrupts people.
Right.
And well, that goes back to your theory that he's an alien. I mean, Darkest Peru is not a place. It's a planet.
That's 100%. Like, he hops into a cab and nobody cares. And he's just casually on his way out to the hospital. I'm like, oh, okay. And then, you know, the guys are putting on the hospital outfit. No one seems to know that it's a bear until the very end. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody's cool with him being a bear, walking and talking, no problem.
Right.
And he's the only bear. He does say, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's not like BoJack Horseman, where they're like, there's half animal people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? He's the only one. And the other thing, too, is you're like, Chad, he's from Peru. How come he doesn't have, like, a Hispanic accent?
Hey.
Yeah.
Por qué no?
Yeah.
What? What is wrong, Teddy, then? Yeah. But whatever. So he goes to the hospital. He goes to visit his buddy, Mr. Curry, and Mr. Curry wants nothing to do with him. In fact, Mr. Curry wants to stay in the hospital because he enjoys watching some show called Daredevil Doctor.
Right. And it's not even his buddy. It's like the tormented and the tormentor. He's following him around like a wraith almost. It's I don't know. Like, leave the man alone. He flips out when he sees him the first time. Like, no!
Oh, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, it's true.
It took me 13 minutes into a 10-minute episode to realize that Mr. Curry was his next-door neighbor.
I don't know. Whatever.
So it proves that Paddington does not choose his victims at random. There's got to be a line of sight there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So eventually Paddington commits a crime and pretends to be a doctor.
Uh-huh, true.
And somehow torments Mr. Curry to the point that Mr. Curry jumps out of bed and all the other doctors realize, oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
Because he's been
cured. He's cured. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it mixes the best parts of, like, The Bone Collector, Catch Me If You Can, and every psychological thriller you've ever seen, all into one wholesome and adorable little package.
Yeah.
I think we're going to pull the
Yeah, exactly. That just goes to show there's really nothing new. It's just the same stories repackaged in different ways.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
My favorite was the real weird attention to detail, though, when Mr. Curry jumps out of the bed and he's holding the back of his gown so his ass doesn't show out.
There's a lot of oddly specific moments in this show.
Right.
Yeah. And like weird little like sarcastic lines that little kids aren't going to pick up, but adults would.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever. It's cool, I guess. So then we go to our next story. And yeah, it's Paddington's reign of terror continues, and this time he heads to France.
That's true,
Mr. Gruber.
This is where I lost my mind.
Yeah, who's Mr. Gruber?
I don't know.
some random guy.
A bit of research, a book on France.
Yeah, it's somehow Paddington's a research assistant now.
Sure, and why not? And they walk into a bakery to learn about the Tour de France because they never heard of it.
From a poster, by the way. Yeah.
From a poster, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So this is where I kind of come back to the messaging, where I'm like, okay, perseverance and the joy of learning new things. If considering the chapter in France, this bear destroys his hotel room like a rock star, and then destroys the Tour de France, and they love him for it. You know who else did that, gentlemen? Lance Armstrong did that. You think? You think Paddington's on the juice? Paddington strong, baby.
There you go.
A 3-foot-tall mare on a tricycle can beat everybody on the Tour de France.
It's chaos.
Well, the other weird little lesson is when they're talking about the Tour de France with the baker says it's their time to be, or their moment of glory for that small town.
Yeah.
You get to be on TV.
Right.
Like, that's the big thing.
That's what puts him on the map. Chaos.
Yeah. Chaos. Yeah. I don't know. What else? The other thing that was kind of weird throughout that episode is, like, things would happen, and Paddington is narrating it, and he's not in the scene, and he would answer to it.
Right.
Like Mr. Gruber at one point is, like, sitting there having lunch, going, oh, I hope Paddington's doing research or whatever it is. And then Paddington answers off screen, well, yes, I am.
Yeah, little did he know how it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I mean,
this goes back to Paddington's an alien, and he also has multiple personalities.
That's true.
Or is a psychic as well?
Well, and not to give too much away, but he does report back to the home bear, toward the end of the first episode.
That's
but
true.
I don't know what information he's gleaning out here, but
It leads credence to the fact that this show, along with a lot of shows between the 70s and 80s, really what they were doing is trying to get us prepared for when the aliens come, and they're going to look like something between Paddington Bear and Alf. So
yes, that's the goal, just round and fuzzy.
Oh my god,
I can't believe I'm playing into Daniel's
it's fun, isn't it?
Fine, yeah.
it's fun. I can't
be woke.
I'm super excited that at 35 years old I get to finally break down Paddington Bear with you guys.
Yeah. Just, yeah,
this is basically what I've been waiting for my whole life.
Hashtag goals.
Oh my goodness.
So this is this premium content for all the folks that are part of the Trekcast audience, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
Dan, give you a little something to write about if you hadn't already, but did you share with them the Sasquatch hunting trip you took one time?
No.
You might want to tie that into one of your shows. I'm just,
we went on Meander real quick. Because you and I both went on this trip.
That's factually correct.
Yeah. We would, Sasquatch hunting, all were we like?
Early 20s. Yeah.
Old enough to know better, young enough to do it.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Equipped with butterfly nets and a Hi-8 camera, we went to the east. We went to the Blue Mountains in eastern Oregon and started pestering the townsfolk about where would be the.
We were going there. We just drove.
Yeah.
And we said, oh, look, it's getting dark. We should stop somewhere.
I think what's fun is that we were pestering them so much, and it was obvious we were out of town. Just kids with a camera kind of thing. And they were oddly specific with where to go searching for Sasquatch hunting opportunities, right on down to like places we could meet them at where it was getting a little terrifying. So we dipped out of there, but we got some good footage. So we've been known to do this stuff before. Yeah.
Yeah. My theory is that we left the responsibilities of packing everything to our friend Travis.
It's true.
And Travis is like, oh, I'm a Boy Scout. I know how to do all this stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Campsite. We bring out the tent. Hey, where are the poles?
No tent poles.
Survive for a minute. Yeah. Oh, they're back in the garage at home.
Yeah. It was basically Blair Witch all over again.
Yeah. But with box wine.
Yeah. With the lots of box wine. It was great. Makes an awesome campfire cider if you get those little tearaway powdered cider packets for it and then cook it up. It's good stuff. Back to Paddington. Sorry, I didn't want to. I just a little nugget about your creativity there. He'll go searching for Sasquatch if you give him the opportunity.
For no reason.
100%.
And our last story is Paddington wants to learn the dance.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to a charity ball because Bender's going to balls apparently.
100 all the time. Yeah.
All the time.
I forgot about this third episode there for a moment until you just said that. That's right. That's what the third episode was. Is he goes to the ball,
mm-hmm.
to dance, and somehow he gets his hair slicked back a little bit. So he looks a little more regal.
He's a dapper bear.
He's a dapper bear, yes.
But this one episode has got the most ridiculous quote that I got completely out of context. Oh. Sounds horrible. When he says, "You are as stiff as a hat rack, Mr. Brown."
Mm-hmm. I caught that too.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to the France thing, like he has a quip about 20 buns for the price of one. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Where the hell are you taking this audience?
there's a lot of interesting phrasing in Paddington.
That's true.
He's at with the lady in that last episode, and you can take this one out of context as well, and he says, well, my paws are stuck in your netting.
That's...
Yeah. When he tells her, I can reach it if you bend over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Paddington wants to get his freak on, people. So... So Mendo, like I saw Jordan West that last episode.
Oh man,
it's a
brand new kind of curiosity there.
We did not have done a part of a long song when he said that.
Oh good. Come Cisco out of nowhere. Oh dear. This is basically where my suspicion is paid off at the end of this specific episode. It's where He's writing what appears to be a small letter or a postcard to, I think, his aunt, who's like just learning about all the human cultural ways. The mothership, as it were. This was a fantastic journey through 23 minutes of CBS All Access for me, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First exposure, we go into the Wayback Machine.
Episodes.
Yeah. And I think we should cover the series, damn it.
I don't know about what we're going to take past. Let's see how this goes. That's basically it. I don't know. Would you guys suggest it if people are at home with their kids?
Well, it's definitely wholesome. I mean, as they've got minds like ours, they're not going to pick up on any of that. So.
No, I think 100% ages like 4 to 6, you know, it's adorable situations. He's always polite, even when he's faced with adversity, and like relentlessly curious and like exploring new things for the first time. Like all of these reinforce, you know, behaviors that a growing mind is probably already going to experience in some degree or another. And I think the undertones of the bear's behavior in it are
Absolutely great. So I would. I kind of chuckled and I'm like, I'm going to tear this apart on somebody's podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like, you just don't see stuff like this anymore on TV. No, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
No, but it was a fun, silly little show for kids. And mm-hmm. There you go. But yeah, so that's
I think you just brought Chad and I on the journey you've always wanted to take.
There you go.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So, I guess in future weeks and months and all that, we'll come up with more premium content, more silly things.
Yeah.
We got the other one that Chad did. Chad did a breakdown on the Captain Pike rumors.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
I got a better way to do that kind of thing than next time, so I don't have to worry about you editing all of it. I'm just going to do it straight from my phone and do all the video editing in Spark Video.
I don't mind editing it, especially right now. It's fine.
That's true. I guess right now you got nothing better to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Our content's been the same way, man. Just we got nothing but time, so.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I guess that's it. That's pretty quick.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I'm honored, and thank you guys for letting me a part of this. I appreciate it a lot.
And thanks for doing
this. Absolutely. All right. That's it.
Intelligence, what?